Have you ever apologized to someone and asked for their forgiveness and they said they forgave you, but hardly a day went by that they didn't remind you about it? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and that can happen in our human relationships. You may even be guilty of holding something over someone else's head yourself, even though you said you forgave them. Here's the thing. When you go to God for forgiveness and you truly repent, He remembers it against you no more. No more. He never brings it up again. You may have trouble putting it behind you, but God doesn't. This week, I've been sharing parts of my conversation with Damaris Carbaugh as we talked about God's unfailing love. She'll be speaking at our weekend getaway, April 17 to 19. We're talking about this attribute of God's love. I love what she said about it as I remarked that God's love is so amazing. She said,
He really is, Mary. And, you know, Romans 8, the way that chapter starts, therefore now.
Yes.
Now, Mary, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I'm thankful that His word says that He doesn't remember it. What He means is, once you ask me to forgive you, I never bring that back up.
That's
but
right.
You know who will? The accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
Not the accuser of the unbeliever. The accuser of those who have decided to follow Christ and to love Him and serve Him. He'll bring back memories of your failures. And that's where we need God's word to remind us of who we are now. And listen, yes, I did those things, but He forgave me. I'm forgiven. I'm not condemned. And He didn't come to condemn the world. So listen, I'm not listening to this anymore. Not only that, when we get into those, I'm going to call it a funk of, you know, what we've done, it really also paralyzes us. So then we are not going on with what God wants us to do.
That's
it will just paralyze you to not do anything for the Lord. Why? Because you're just stuck in a pity party of how awful you've been.
Yeah.
And you have been awful. Join the club. Like Warren Wiersbe said, he didn't come for those who are good. There aren't any good people. He came for those that are not righteous, for those that are terrible. And He loved us to the utmost.
Well, I chose God's unfailing love as the theme for this getaway because we all really need to live our lives in the incredible truth that God's love never fails and not let the enemy of our soul steal this from us. You are invited to join us for this special weekend with Damaris and Carol Kent and great music and workshops and some of the best women you will ever meet. That, I promise, it's great fellowship. The dates are April 17 to 19 here in the Chicago area, and you'll find all the details and you can register online at christianworkingwoman.org or call 630-462-0552.